KYRV, Roseville, Sacramento, an iHeartRadio station.
It's the Dog and Joe Show.
Dog and Joe.
On 93.7 The River.
Time for another exciting edition of
Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
All right, here we go. Lick Us and Win Wednesday. First round today. ZZ Top, George Thorogood tickets, July 26th, Cal Expo. It's going to be here in Sacramento. That is fantastic to have another show back at Cal Expo, especially a show this big. This is like two pretty big, you know, old school classic rock bands, but those are two pretty big names to have in one night back to back. That's cool.
Yeah, dude, that's an amazing show. You're not really sure who should headline that one.
Stop it. Don't turn this into an Aerosmith Rolling Stones conversation again. You're not really sure who's going to headline George Thorogood or ZZ Top.
Why do you act like everything I say is so crazy?
Because
they're both great artists.
Yeah, but what you're saying is not even crazy. It's stupid. There has never been a question as to who would headline ZZ Top and George Thorogood.
Really? I question it right
okay,
now.
Okay.
There is a question.
Before we get to ZZ Top and George Thorogood, Lick Us and Win, I want you right now to name three George Thorogood hits.
Bad to the Bone.
Okay.
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
There's two.
There is two more that I know from him, but I can't recall them off the top of my head. I know there's two more songs that I know from George Thorogood.
You could have thrown out Moving On Over.
Moving On Over. What's the other
one? You could have done Get a Haircut, Get a Job.
Yeah, Get a Haircut.
There was another one. There's one other one I'm forgetting. Steady Rolling Man was a somewhat small hit.
I don't know that one.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you for ZZ Top.
Legs.
Yeah?
She got legs.
Yeah, there's one.
I know probably more ZZ Top
okay, let's
songs,
see.
But you put me on the spot here.
Yeah, you got legs.
And I'm not very good at doing it.
Mm-hmm. You're awful if you cannot name more ZZ Top hits than George Thorogood. You are a B-double-O-B.
And I'm not even faking this right now.
Yeah, I know you're not.
I'm being real. This is 100% real.
You got legs. You got TV dinners. You got LaGrange.
I don't know TV dinners.
I got
no LaGrange.
Yeah, Jesus just left Chicago waiting for the train.
That. I don't know
You
that.
Got Pearl Necklace. What else is on Eliminator? You've got Sharp Dressed Man.
Okay, I know that one.
Yeah, I mean, it goes on and on.
We'll go on and on with
it. It goes Sleeping Bag.
I don't know that one.
You have to.
I don't.
Okay.
I'm not even sure I know Pearl Necklace.
Got Me Under Pressure.
I don't know that one.
They're all on there. So many more hits from ZZ Top than George Thorogood.
As you sit here and you name the song, maybe for you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure for me.
Well, there is no mistaking who should headline that show. It is the person or people headlining the show, ZZ Top. Joe's category. He's going to do video games.
Yeah,
I am going to do famous men with beards or bourbon, scotch, and beer. You see? 766-9370. Give us some good stuff this morning. Let's play. Steven, appreciate you hanging. Welcome. What do you got?
I got a question for Joe.
Okay.
What is the video game that sold the most copies ever?
Best-selling video game ever.
Wow, that's a very good
question. Nice slow pitch for you, Joe.
Yeah, that is a lob ball.
Is it Mario Brothers? Super Mario Brothers?
And before you answer, let me just throw I just want to throw one out there, too. Would it be any of the Madden NFLs?
No. Way before Madden.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that, then. I'm going to go with Mario Brothers.
Nope, it's Tetris.
Tetris. Wow.
No
That's
kidding.
Taken way back.
And how did you validate this? Did you look this up, or how did you get this question?
I did. I looked it up before I called.
Do you know what they say the worst-selling video game of all time was? Do you remember this story, Dog?
I don't.
And then they found tons and tons of copies of it buried in, like, a landfill. And if you found one of these copies, they were selling for mucho bucks.
I do
online.
Remember the game now.
It was, like, the worst-selling video game of all time, but one of the biggest movies for kids.
And most valuable video game now that you can find.
Yeah, if you can get a copy of it on this system, this certain system that it was on, it's huge money.
Yeah.
You know what it is, brother?
Just tell them.
E.T.
I have no idea.
Yeah, E.T., the extraterrestrial, when it came out. What was it? Was it Sega? Nintendo?
No, I thought it was Atari.
Atari. The Atari version of E.T., and they made so many games up for it, and it didn't sell worth a crap.
They buried them in a landfill so no one could find them, and then someone was out with a tractor in a landfill, and they hit this pile of dirt, and this big box of video games flies up, and they're like, oh my God, and they were putting them on eBay. These things were selling for like 15 or 20 grand or whatever.
Yeah, there were so many hundreds of thousands of copies buried out there.
Yeah. Hey, God, not, we'll get you in. Let's go to, oh my, well, what kind of world is this that we live in? When we do a category like famous men with beards, bourbon, scotch, and beer, and all the kids are calling up with video games, that tells you the trajectory that this country and society is on.
Oh, yes, a trajectory I want to be a part of.
What's up? Welcome, Aaron. Lick us and win.
So this question is for Joe.
Okay.
What is the number one video game that everyone's playing right now?
Based on what?
Based on NFL players, based on online gaming.
He kind of threw you a hint there, I think.
And I was going to guess either that one, Madden or Call of Duty.
It is not. It is Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Fortnite. My son is playing that. It's like a first person. It's an action shooter game.
Yeah. And yeah. Is it like medieval?
No.
Well, it's similar to Grand Theft Auto with the Mexican.
It's like all. It's like all those. It's like, what's that first game you mentioned?
Well, I mentioned Madden and Call of Duty.
It's kind of Call of Duty-ish.
Oh,
from what I've seen. Yeah, it's so, like modern time war guy going through like burned out villages.
Awesome.
Fortnite. It is pretty awesome.
I've heard of it, and I didn't know that was the big one right now, but I have heard of it. But I just haven't played it yet.
All right, hang on. Very good. Let's go to Brett. Oh, God, another video game.
Yeah, keep them coming, baby.
Link us in win, yeah, Brett.
Well, the category Fortnite falls into is called Battle Royale. It's like you spawn into a map with a bunch of other players, and it's kind of like a Hunger Games type scenario where you kind of have to survive to the very end.
Oh, really, killer. So it was really like playing the online gaming version of Destiny where you jump in with like strike teams and fire teams, only you're playing by yourself in a big mass world.
Yeah, you know the movie Hunger Games, right? Yeah,
do you have a question for Lucas and Wynn?
Oh, he's got, he's got his information for the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you for that. Let me just ask you this before you get to the question. How is it that all these nerds are up at this time of morning? I thought you guys were going to bed like right now. Shouldn't you be sleeping?
No, these people that do what I do, they game. You got to get up early. You got to go to work early so that you can have the majority of your evening to play your game.
No, gamers don't work.
Yeah, they do. They work hard.
Oh, is this when your mom gets out of bed and goes down to the basement and wakes you and tells you breakfast is ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here's your breakfast, sweetie. Your list of chores. Make sure you get all this done before you start gaming.
As if gamers don't have girlfriends.
Hey, they might have jobs. I'm here to tell you they do not have girlfriends.
Yes, they do.
Brett, who doesn't have a girlfriend? Lucas and Wynn.
Oh, okay. So Joe.
Yeah.
The video game publisher CD Projekt Red is responsible for what award-winning video game franchise?
Hey, you asked for this today. You did video games as your category. You can have it.
Now, wait a second now. That's a very long name, and I'm familiar with it.
You are not.
Yeah, I am, actually. Is it the Uncharted? Drake's Uncharted?
No.
Oh, I thought that was the one it was.
What is it?
The Witcher.
Oh, is it really?
Wow. Well, these are amazing. Hey, and here's the thing, Brett. That's another question.
Crazy game.
Are you a ZZ Top or George Thorogood fan?
I am a classic rock fan. Yeah.
That is odd. I wouldn't think that gamers would be into ZZ Top or Thorogood.
You know what's cool about it? As they're gaming, they're jamming classic rock on a turntable in the same room.
No, they're not.
Oh, yeah. That's what's happening nowadays.
Let's go to Bria. Bria, you got a question about beards. Yeah.
Finally, huh?
Finally, yes. Famous men with beards or bourbon scotch beard.
And I love that the first one comes in from a lady.
Yes.
You're awesome.
Can you tell
awesome.
Me the only woman in Sacramento that's talking to Dog and Joe that has a beard?
I am.
Give us the question, Bria.
Okay, so who holds the Guinness World Record for the longest beard, and how long is it?
Ooh, it's a great That's question. A rotten question, because you did you know this or did you look this up?
You know, somebody might have Googled it.
Yeah, I hate Google. See?
Yes, but a man who's going to do men with beard should know the answer to this. This should have been something you should have thought of.
That's so not fun. I mean, honestly, back when we were in like third grade, all the kids ran around with Guinness Book of World Records and they quizzed everyone on everything. And I mean, now we're...
People still care about the Guinness Book. Haven't you always wanted to set a world record for something?
Actually did.
You did?
Yes. We actually did.
Is this a truth?
The true story. Funny that you bring that up. You want me to share?
I know you shared it with me before, probably, but...
We set the world record for Guinness Book World Records the most consecutive continuous lap dances at once.
Okay, that's right. And it would have to be something like this, wouldn't it?
We did this in Portland, Oregon, circa 1997 or 1998 at a strip club, and we had all the people, they had to win a spot, and they came down, and all the different girls from all the different strip clubs participated, and when...
A Guinness Book of World Records employee came there to document.
No. All we had to do was film it, and we had to sign off. We signed affidavits, and we had our promotions director sign everything off, and we sent video and pictures and all that stuff, because they don't travel to each and every event, because people are doing events daily.
Oh, I thought they did.
No, you just need documentation. So what we did is we did Big Balls Rocker, and that was the song, and as soon as the song started, all the girls started lap dancing. We had a huge circle of people, and that's what it was for.
The most consecutive lap
continuous consecutive lap dances at once.
Wow.
Yes, and I don't know if the record is still in there, but that was back in 97, 98.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So,
like a good day.
Yeah, it was a great day, but here's the thing. Me and my partner at the time, we didn't get the lap dances because we were emceeing.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you were married, I'm sure.
Yes, I was.
Because you've been married since birth.
Yeah, I was born married. All right, so Bria, to answer your question, I do not know who the guy is that has the longest beard in the Guinness Book of World Records. I don't know his name.
You want to take a guess at how long?
How long his beard is?
Yeah.
I will say it starts from his chin and goes all the way to his feet.
17 feet, 6 inches longer.
Oh, my God. That is fantastic. What do you do with that?
So what does he do? He braids it like into two pieces and throws it over his shoulders and wraps it over his head?
One can only assume.
I would give any amount of money to see that guy rolling down the freeway on a Harley.
Oh, yeah, right.
Have you ever seen those big bearded dudes on the Harleys?
Yeah, like it splits it.
It splits it right in the middle of their chin, and it just like hangs back two big love handles, but they look so savage.
Yeah, the guy could never stop riding his Harley or else he'll get run over.
Yeah, and when they stop at like stop lights, it comes down, it's still split like two big tubes.
Could you imagine the chiggers and fleas and mites and ticks and the dander and the, oh my God, what's living in that?
Oh, you don't clean a beard.
Especially back in 1927.
Oh, yeah, when there was no showers. You were tub-soaking that thing.
Oh, God. All right. Hang on. We'll get you in. That was a rotten beard question. Let's try another one. 766-9370, by the way. Bill, you got a beard question. Famous man with beards. Give it to us.
All right, Don. I'm sure you'll get this one because I don't go to Google. I just try to give you something that I know. I think it was 1973. Robert Redford grew a beard for a movie and shaved it off in that same movie.
Was Robert Redford in, oh, God. Not
so many different
movies.
Was
it Cool Hand Luke? Was he in that?
Nope.
Hold on. There's one other big movie that he did. Butch Cassidy.
Nope.
Oh, that wasn't it.
Oh, my God. So,
yeah, give us a hint.
No, don't hint. What is this? Because wasn't it Robert Redford and Paul Newman that were in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
I could tell you. Yeah. Give me a sec, but I think so.
All right, I don't know. This is going back a ways. I don't know what it would be then.
Jeremiah Johnson.
Oh, Jeremiah Johnson.
Oh, my God, in the Mountain. That's my favorite movie from him.
Oh, man.
Jeremiah Johnson, the Mountain Man.
Joe does love that movie.
Oh, my God, I love that movie.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, my gosh, you'd love that, dude. He is something special in that movie.
And he's the star of it, Robert Redford?
Oh, yes, he is. He is Jeremiah Johnson.
Wow.
And he is a straight-up dude that lives in like a community. It's not a city, but it's like a small town. And he's got, you know, life and neighbors and everything going around. And the next thing you know, he is a mountain man. He's got to fight wild animals and wolves, and he grows a big woolly beard, and he becomes friends with a hermit that lives up in the mountains. He does it, dude.
Yeah, Robert Redford, pretty good actor. Best movie for me he's ever done, though, Last Castle. I love Last Castle with him and with James Gandolfini.
Fantastic movie.
That's a great, great movie. Let's go on to Daniel. Daniel, Lucas and Wynn, you got a beard question.
Yes, I do. The question is, who is the last U.S. president to have a beard?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a damn good one.
Let's see if I know this one.
Oh, man, I'm looking at... Oh, this is going back.
Oh, you're going before Kennedy.
Oh, yeah!
Well.
Roosevelt, I don't think, ever had a beard. Just a mustache. Talking about Theodore. Oh, God.
The Hoove, he was clean-shaven. Garfield, clean-shaven.
Oh, man, see, once I start getting way back into these days, man, it's tough.
Are we talking full beard, or will you give us lamb chops?
Full beard.
Okay.
Full beard.
Because you're going to have to go with the Quincy Adamses for the lamb chops.
And I just kind of wanted to say, Adams.
Well, he had a fantastic chop on him.
Garfield didn't have a beard, did he?
No, he was clean.
Yeah.
Mustache, I think. That's a good question you got going here, bro.
That is a great one. I'm trying to picture the guys with beards, man. That is tough. That is really, really tough. Because there's that time, you know, when you start getting into the 20s and 30s, meaning not year, but number of president. Like, when you get into the teens and the 20s and the 30s, as far as number count, when they served, man, I just don't know those guys.
Here's the thing.
Did you look it up?
Well, I could tell you the last president that had facial hair.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I do not know. I don't even know where to go with this. Just give us the answer.
Like the 23rd president, Benjamin Harrison.
Benjamin Harrison.
Wow. Last one with facial hair was Taft.
Oh, it Taft had him.
Last was Taft. He had a mustache, and Teddy had a mustache. And
yeah, I told you, he had to get into like the 20-something or 30-something president for the facial hair, man. I don't remember them all.
So at some point in time, the prowess of having a beard and being manly...
It became dirty to have a beard.
Yeah, because now they're all clean-shaven.
Yeah. Yeah, you look more sophisticated if you don't have a beard.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's why I choose to wear a beard. Daniel, great question. Hang on, and let's go to Luke. Luke's got a video game. Luke, Lucas, and Wynn.
Hey, first time caller.
Whoa, Luke! Okay, Jerry!
Welcome, bro.
All right, Joe, I got a question for you.
Okay.
So, in the recent Star Wars Battlefront 2 game, they implemented loot boxes and microtransactions, which featured a pay-to-win type of scandal, and is behind this publisher that received backlash for it.
Oh,
what was
God.
The full name of the publisher?
Is it Naughty Dog?
No.
What is it?
Electronic Arts.
Okay. EA. All right. Good enough. Hang on.
EA Sports.
And we're going to do one more beard question from Michael. Let's go to Michael. Michael, good morning. Lickus and Win.
Hey, first time caller, guys.
Whoa, Michael.
Welcome, dude.
Hey. So my question is going to be that what rock star was offered $1 million by Shave Company to shave his beard? But didn't do it.
Which rock star was offered $1 million to shave his beard, but would not do it? Give me an era.
I can't think of the era right now. But
how could you not think of the era? Was it 60s, 70s, 80s, or 90s?
I think it's going to be around the 70s or 80s.
You know what? I'm just going to, since it is ZZ Top, I'm going to say Billy Gibbons.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah!
You know what? Who else really would there be? That's that famous Beard.
I mean, Dusty, the other guy. You know, Frank Beard, the other guy that has the last name Beard, does not have a beard, so there we go. All right, we'll end right there. More rounds of Lickus and Win coming up for ZZ Top Thoroughgood. Here's AC/DC.